Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Amen. So the evenings are drawing in even more quickly soon when the clocks change. As I said, we could have done with an extra hour last night, but here we are. Well done. So recently I looked out my box of candles to see what I might be needing to get in for the autumn. I like to have a few candles on the dining table, you know, and dare I mention the Christmas season ahead, I like to be prepared. And I noticed in amongst my candles an Advent candle I didn't use last year. It was one with names of Jesus on. I'd got a couple, somebody else had given me one and I'd already got the other one going. But on this candle, each day the candle is lit during Advent, and there is a different name given to Jesus, a different title, such as Saviour, Messiah, Good Shepherd, King of Kings, Prince of Peace, Light of the World, Redeemer, High Priest, Counselor. So on this candle, there's 25 names. But in the Bible, I have read that there are up to 200 different names or titles given to Jesus. So a lot to choose from. In amongst those names that I mentioned, you would have heard priest and king, two very important titles that are talked about today in our readings. Our gospel reading hears two of Jesus's disciples asking if they can sit either side of Jesus when he takes his seat of glory as king. And Jesus says, "You do not know what you are asking." They are still unaware of what Jesus is going to do to take up this rightful place on the throne. Even though Jesus had said many times to them by now that he's going to go to the cross, it is like they completely ignore these words. It is not what they want to hear, what they expect. They still expect Jesus is going to establish an earthly kingdom, and they want to be either side of him, these two disciples. They do not realize that Jesus's kingdom is not of this world in a palace with thrones and pomp, but is set in the hearts and lives of those who believe in him, those who put their faith and trust in him. And Jesus says that all that follow him, all those people who follow him, are not to be rulers and leaders that lord over others or act as tyrants. But those who lead should lead with servant hearts, just as Jesus himself, servant to all creation, the Son of God, came to earth to serve and give his life for all. Servant King, another familiar name given to Jesus. And we all like that, don't we? A king, a leader who leads by example, not expecting others to do their dirty work. At Westbury, they have a monthly cinema evening in the village over the autumn and the winter months. And last Thursday, we watched a great film. I'd seen it before and I was really pleased to see it again, called Hidden Figures. I don't know if any of you have seen it. It's a great film focusing on three black women, or coloureds, as they were referred to in this film. They are working at NASA when the race was on to get men into space. It's a true film, a true film. And these women had the most amazing abilities at maths. I don't want to give away the whole plot, but one of the women is given a position in a building that does not have toilet facilities for coloureds. And she has to walk or run to keep up with her workload half a mile to a toilet in the toilet in the coloured block. And Kevin Costner, who is a hero that I like in any film, well, he realises that's what she is doing after a few weeks. To be honest, he's been cross and disappointed with her that she keeps disappearing so much. And he needs her amazing mind working, not dashing about. And when he discovers what is happening, he goes with a sledgehammer, with a crowd watching, and he smashes down the toilet sign saying coloured toilets. And he says, huffing and puffing after all this exertion, there are no coloured toilets, no white toilets. We are all the same. We are all the same at NASA. All the same. Shame that is not how we feel across the world in our day-to-day lives with all the diversity we have, that we are all the same in God's creation. Not only a great sentiment behind Kevin Costner's actions, but he did it. The leader of the whole program at NASA. He didn't get a maintenance man to do it. He bashed down that sign himself. He took it down. That is what made the scene so memorable. The leader did it. Powerful images depicted in this Hollywood film. We love the servant leader. And Jesus reminds us, those of us who wish to be great, first we must be servant to all. Just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. We do not become great by saying we want to sit at the high table on the right or left hand of Jesus. Believing in him is not enough. We have to leave behind those desires to be great and lofty and serve those around us. That is what makes us great. So we have Jesus, the servant king. And in our reading from Hebrews, we have Jesus, the priest, Jesus, the high priest. And we hear not in the line of priests in the Jewish faith, but in the order of Melchizedek, an anointed ruler, a priest, and a king. David and his sons were of this order too. And unlike Leviticus priests, those priests of the Jewish faith, human men who die, whose human earthly sacrifices and prayers on behalf of others are needed daily to be repeated time after time, Jesus is an eternal, everlasting priest. Jesus' sacrifice of himself on the cross is for all sins, past, present, and those to come, that any of us ever have committed, do commit, or will commit. All our prayers now in church, in our homes, wherever we are lifted to him, our heavenly priest and King of glory. All our worship in church, our service of Holy Communion, are in memory of all he did, has done, and will continue to do. It is not by chance that these readings come along during our season of harvest, when we remember the continuing cycle of life, giving thanks to God for his ongoing love and attention. As we make our preparations for winter during this season of autumn and begin to look to the light coming amongst us afresh during the season of Advent. Looking at that Advent candle with all its different names on of Jesus, we will find one or two that particularly speak to us. It is so easy for us in our busy lives to lose sight of Jesus reigning in his heavenly kingdom, and that we are called to follow in his way here on earth, to remember his heavenly position now. And we are called to pray to him, to have faith that he is still watching over us. He is still our servant king. Even as we're sitting here in this church here in Tindrick, and maybe that one person who will be listening to this sermon on our website later, all of us are important. Us close at hand and those people far away, we are all the same in God's eyes. Let us pray. Jesus, as we thank you for all you have done for us and continue to do for us from the heavenly realm, help us to follow your way, to serve those around us with open hearts, and in doing so, show more people your love and compassion. Amen.